Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. Was that too much? My name is Joey Grimm. I can't say my name. It's Greer. I'm your guest host for today. Kevin Pollak is out filming an infomercial about how to put socks on hands. It's going to make a lot of money, I guarantee it. We got so many freaking crazy good-ass alchemists tonight. It's going to be blowing your ass out of your head. All right, so let's get into it. Now, I know we'd go through this. We're going to ask some questions. We're going to get to know us a little bit, right? And I just want to really just say right before this, these questions are really personal to me, and please honor them and please respect them because I went to my family vault to get these. So let's get started. James Heaney, how are you?
I'm good. Is that it?
No, that wasn't it, James. Okay, it was just the intro to saying how are
Okay. Because if that was the serious question, I was going to take my time with
that
it.
That was a serious question, James. You got to let me ask the question.
I'm good. Give me the question.
The question is this. If you had 6 gold coins and only a chance to spend them one place, where would it be?
6 gold coins.
6 gold this is a timed question.
Oh my God. 6 gold coins. I wouldn't pawn them because that's the idiot's way of getting money from coins. Right. I think I would probably melt them into one piece of gold. That way, when I brought it to someone, they would take it more serious than bringing a handful of gold coins.
The value
coins.
Doesn't change.
It doesn't. But 9/10 of value is perception.
Wow.
Like it's worth nothing until someone's willing to pay you for it.
I will say that bars of things are more valuable than little circles.
You heard it here first.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And that person telling us the truth is Alyssa Limparis. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here and doing this show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Now, you've been on a couple episodes, but we've cut you out.
Yes.
So this is the first time that we're actually going to be able to hear you.
Yes. Well, we'll see. Because you've said that before. And then I listen to the episode. I have a listening party. I get my whole family over. I go, this is the one. And then I'm just kind of fully cut. So we'll see. Knock on wood. This one goes. But,
Now go to Costco. Get some rotisserie chicken. Because this is going to be the party you want to throw. Okay, all right. Okay. I'm telling you right now.
And that's what I serve. I say, everyone, it's a party. We're going to have finger foods and rotisserie chicken. Just loose on the table. Yeah.
You just gotta, it's just full bird. This is a side note here. I did eat rotisserie chicken the other day and I go, I got to figure out how to do this on the grill. And my girlfriend goes, it's rotisserie. And I was like, holy shit, you're right. It's not a grilled chicken. So I got schooled.
Wow.
So this is my question to you. Yeah. This is, again, a very personal question. Absolutely. Please respect this. This is for my family. My family to your family. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right?
I think I understand what you say family. Yeah, I get it.
You understand what I mean? Okay. Now, I rented a 1967 Cadillac.
Beautiful.
And I didn't know how to adjust the door handles.
Oh, my God. Who am I talking to? Why am I on a Zoom with this guy? You don't know how to adjust the door handles on a caddy?
No.
On a caddy?
No, I just didn't know.
You come here, you bring me onto your show, you don't know how to operate a caddy, and not to mention, you got the gall to tell me you rented the caddy instead of bought it?
I didn't know it.
You got gold coins. Where are these gold coins? Why don't you use those instead of saving them? Cash in, get yourself the caddy.
I'm just waiting to get a Cadillac, you know what I mean?
All right, look, I don't know if I answered the question or if I let you ask it, but
I don't think there was a question. There was no question.
Next time you have a problem with your Cadillac, you give me a call. I'll figure out how to open those doors. Okay.
God bless. And speaking of Christ Himself, it's Chris Alvarado, the namesake of Jesus. Chris, you just got married. We're all feeling the vibes. We saw that ring. It's 100% diamonds. Don't flash that on social media. We know what happened to Kim Kardashian. My question to you is this: all right, you're skateboarding. You got your ankles, they're snapped in two ways, but you got to look cool. What kind of grind are you trying to execute?
Oh, no, that's a good question. And actually, I think I've been in a scenario pretty similar to that. I think that's where you go with the floppy foot.
Ah.
Yeah, you do a no-look floppy foot. The no-look really lets people know that you're not in pain.
Mm-hmm.
No-look, floppy foot.
Gotcha. So it's a true just like a detachment from the reality that
exactly,
you're experiencing.
Exactly. If there's a cigarette around, all the better. You want to make the things shiny around here so no one's paying attention to the injury.
And you mean a cigarette around as if it's hanging from a tree
or
on the floor,
tree,
right?
When you pick them in the wild and yeah,
exactly.
The old floppy foot.
Organic cigarettes. I love it. Thank you so much.
Of course.
And if someone I was going to give all my praise to again and all my thanks, it's Craig Kukowski. Craig, I know you're working on that submarine. You've been doing some black ops work for many governments. My question to you from my family is, if there was one thing, one thing in the world that you could fill with strawberries and mayonnaise, what would it be?
You know, when I hear other people's questions, I like to kind of imagine, like, what if that was my question? What would my answer be? And I honestly, I had no answer for the first three questions. But I'm glad you asked about strawberries and mayonnaise, because it really goes with anything. Mm-hmm. And I think a puff pastry with the freshest of strawberries. And by the way, the strawberry is what we think of the strawberry is not the berry. The berries are the little tiny pips that are in
the pips.
Are
you serious?
And what we think of the strawberry is the stem itself. But so
shut the fuck up.
Fresh strawberry stems, put it in a puff pastry with about a gallon of mayonnaise, bake at 425 degrees for 2 hours. And I think you've got, like, it's just going to be delectable in your mouth.
Yum.
Yeah.
It tastes the same as a roast beef. Mm. All right. Thank you so much for that recipe. You can find that on our Patreon.
And can I just ask Craig really quick?
So, no, you can't, James.
I just
no,
need
you
can't, to know James. About the stem. Okay, so what is the green part with the frills on top of what I thought was the strawberry, and what I think probably goes into a long cord that's green?
A cord.
Oh, I don't know where you're getting your strawberries. If you've got,
I've never seen that part. But there's like a green cord on it. I've never seen that part, but there's like a. It looks like a court gestures like necktie is the green part on top, and there's like a part where I imagine like a long. I don't know. It's not a stem, so I can't call it the green stem. Like a cord or a wire that comes.
Yeah,
out
it's like
top.
A USB to USB C.
Yeah, yeah, USB C.
Yeah,
USB C.
It's you got to get into Apple, man, because you are you're using obsolete technology.
Yeah.
Never mind. Nobody's going to take me serious.
I really had an on-ramp to get onto Cotter, but that question from James really took us down to a dark place. And I really had a awesome positive question I wanted to ask Cotter, but I'm really sad right now. So I really want to kind of ask this question that I was hoping I wouldn't have to ask.
Okay.
My great, 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 great grandpappy.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't been cremated,
mm-hmm.
and he's still living in our house. And
so he hasn't been cremated because he's still alive. Or when you say he's still living in our house, is he alive or dead? But you know, stiff.
No, he's alive. He's alive.
Oh,
he runs every single day.
Oh,
he eats an entire basket of beets every morning.
Oh.
So he's in good health. But my question to you is this. How the hell am I going to get him to pay rent?
Well, is he on the lease or was that?
Ooh. It's the house is in his name.
Oh, okay.
So because he has not. Yeah. So it's an old home.
So it sounds like you don't have to actually pay rent for anything. It sounds like it's paid off.
Right.
But I would say my advice to you is to maybe have him get a part-time job, maybe some kind of like remote work, maybe like online, mm-hmm. maybe at the Genius Bar or something.
Online at the Genius
Bar.
Yeah,
and then maybe he could like contribute.
I like that. But honestly, you try talking to the guy, all right? Okay, let's get to it. All our scene suggestions for today have been submitted by people just like you, people listening right now. They've submitted these scene suggestions. And if you want to submit these scene suggestions and hear them read aloud live right now, like we're going to do, you can do that two ways. The first is on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/alchemythis. You can just join. It's $1. You want to spend $1,000 a month. Do it. Okay. That money goes to drugs. All right. And the second way you can do that is email. You can email us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
You know, it's not fun on this side of it. Okay. I just want to say our first suggestion comes from Russell. He emailed. So this works. The emails work. Hey, Kevin. He ain't here. First time writing in. I live in upstate New York. Canadian bacon is a treasure. Anyway, I look forward to Tuesdays and Thursdays and was hoping you guys could hook me up. Some drugs? My scene suggestion is intergalactic foreign exchange student. Please never stop, Russell.
That means there's going to be a quiz. No talking.
I'm sorry.
That means there's going to be a quiz tomorrow. I'm putting the information up on the. What is it?
You asked me to come up here to introduce myself, and you just immediately were yelling at me. So I'm just kind of.
Okay,
I'm just confused.
Okay. Sorry. just that there's a quiz tomorrow and I've got my own stuff going on. You know, I'm a human being. All right, everybody.
So what's going to be on the quiz tomorrow? I'm so scared of not getting a good grade.
Okay. We're going to get to that. But first, we have some news. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Go for it.
What's up with the antennae?
Sorry. I think that he's asking about my ear. I have a lot of you have maybe two ears on the side of your head, two. I noticed. Kind of shell-like.
Yeah, one on each side.
Sorry, that's what I mean.
Yeah, you're totally smooth.
Yeah, much like a Ken or Barbie doll downstairs, I'm completely smooth on the sides of my heads. And I do have two heads, but I have one metal antenna coming up from the top of my head, which is actually...
Wait, where's the other head?
And what's your name for everybody? What do we call you?
Sure. My name is 51269 quarter.
Wait, say it again. Say it again.
512-6-9-quarter.
Okay. Oh my God, she's got 69 in her name.
Can we just call her 512?
Okay.
The word quarter spelled out or 25 with a cent sign? Or?
25 with a cent sign.
Is any of this going to be sort of in multiple choice tomorrow?
Okay, listen. A lot of you are struggling.
Well, she's going to be able to introduce herself. I think I should be able to introduce myself.
We know who you are.
I don't know who he is.
Quarterback. Okay.
Well, how about this? Jock, why don't you take 512-6-9 quarter on a campus tour after class? Sound good?
Oh,
I get to skip class?
Oh, that's the bell. Go.
You just made that.
Just go.
Made that noise.
Just go.
We've only been in class like 3 minutes.
Leave
it can't possibly be the bell.
Leave.
And one of our extended teachers here, Mr. Slimmy. Where is your class?
I'm sorry.
Where is your class? Class started 15 minutes ago.
Is this someone's coffee mug? Did they bring it from home, or is this like a school coffee mug?
I'm not sure. This is your classroom. Where is your class, Mr. Slimmy?
Well, you know, I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, this doesn't look good for the funding of your school system.
Superintendent. Yeah, Mr. Slimmy he probably had the students go on some kind of expedition.
Expedition.
Okay.
Hi. Sorry, running in quickly. I have so many students in the nurse's office. It seems like everyone ran and there was an antennae and it was poking people and all the students are in disarray. There's a lot of blood.
Okay. Nurse Harper, just follow me for a second. Okay.
Sure. Yes, of course.
Oh, you need to shut the fuck up.
You need to come on. Stop. Oh, come on. I can't keep it a secret anymore.
Superintendent, you have to understand, lately my style of teaching has changed, evolved with the times. And I would imagine that would be, you know, a positive thing for the school district.
Listen, Mr. Slimy. I'm not a Slimmy. Slimmy? Yeah. Well, it's spelled slimy. But when I come into a classroom,
dude.
Are you using curse words at me? I'm super.
That was it.
Hi, yeah, I have a macchiato for Slim. Mr. Slim?
Yeah. Hi, Slimmy. Yeah. Slimmy.
Mr. Slim?
You know what? Fuck you,
babe, don't be an asshole about it.
For me.
Ow, honey.
I didn't hit you. I was moving my
arm.
Holy shit, that guy hit that woman.
I didn't. I was pulling away.
Hey, 514-692 quarter. Wait up.
Oh, sorry. My normal pace of walking is extremely fast.
Wow, you were fast.
Yeah.
First of all, am I saying your name right?
Well, what did you say? It sounded right to me.
I said 514-692 quarter.
Yeah, that's right. 512-6-9 quarter.
Sorry,
I'm adding
it's okay. A two
it's
because
fine.
The quarter thing is throwing me
no,
off.
No, that's my dad's name, so people call me that by accident and it's okay.
What do you do for fun?
Well, you saw kind of the other day I kind of accidentally stabbed some kids and apparently that's not what you guys do for fun here, so I guess I'm going to try, I don't know, intramural soccer.
You impaled Josh DeRozan on your antennae.
Yeah, I still got his eyeball up there, I think.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, what do you...
I go to the arcade sometimes.
Oh,
and,
arcade? What's that?
Ferris wheel rides, Ferris wheel! Come on up and take a Ferris wheel ride.
It's mostly, it's like carnival rides and do you want to go
ski ball? Ski ball? Come on. Over and play ski.
Oh my
free
God.
Ferris wheel. Free Ferris wheel.
I'll give you money to play ski ball.
Well, it looks more fun for you if 5-1-4-6-9-quarter.
I think probably making money off of a ski ball versus a free Ferris wheel ride.
Yeah. See if you can spit in my belly button.
Avoid that, Kearney.
See if you can just spit in my belly button.
Wait, hold on a minute. Forget about the ski ball. I'm going to go see if I can spit in that guy. Hold on. Ski ball's closed.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
See if you can spit in my belly button.
I guess we have to go on the Ferris wheel.
Hi, nurse. You probably just see students a lot, not teachers. I have just like my head's been hurting.
Oh, no.
And then also my heart's been hurting because I've picked up on the relationship you have with the other teacher here. And that feels weird to me.
Feels weird to you. Oh, I bet that feels weird to you. Do you know how it feels to me? That he won't even make eyes at me in the hallway.
He won't?
But after school, he makes more than eyes. But when I'm around other teachers, I'm nobody. I'm invisible.
No.
Okay, I'll be with you in a second.
My ass, you're bleeding.
Pardon?
No, I was just saying that kid's bleeding from the eyes, and maybe that would.
It's my ass. My ass.
The ass. Oh, with the ass again. Figure it out. Jeez, don't wipe so hard.
This is complicated. I have a girlfriend who I allegedly hit, which is like such a bullshit thing. You know what I mean? Like when you yank your arm from somebody and your elbow hits them in the chin. Did you hit them, or are you trying to get a?
So, Derek, I wired you at work today, and I heard what you said to the school nurse about allegedly hitting me, which, was painful to hear, but also about your heart hurting. And why are you going to the school nurse for advice? We've been dating for 7 years. I'm going to couples therapy. Like, you can't talk about that stuff with me.
And do you have a response to that, Derek?
Yes, therapist.
You know his name. Derek, you're a fucking asshole.
Please, call me Mr. Therapist.
Mr. Therapist. Can I respond with a question?
I don't know. What are the guidelines of this room?
Oh my God.
What I want to ask is, will you marry me?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you're looking at the therapist.
Well, I thought it was safer to go through a therapist and then have him like translate it into therapy, like human speak, and then it lands on you.
So, my God, girlfriend. So how did he do it? Did he tell me everything? Tell me everything. Tell me everything. God. Do not spare details.
Girlfriend, stop. Seriously, girlfriend. Stop. Girlfriend.
Oh my God, girlfriend. You're ready. Stop.
Girlfriend, get your hands out of my sleeves.
Girlfriend.
Okay. Stop. Girlfriend. Oh my God, wait.
Hold on. I'm gonna film this. I'm gonna film this so I can send it to all of our friends.
God, girlfriend, you're so sweet. Okay. So basically, sorry, are you ticklish? I just want to tickle you.
Yeah, I'm a little ticklish.
Okay, girlfriend, stop. So basically, we are at therapy, which you had to go to ever since he hit me, but said he didn't.
He hit you?
Yeah.
Right.
But
you kind of still can't use your arm that well, right?
That's right. They had to replace it with another one, and it's still not fully functional.
No, but it's so cute, though. The new arm is so cute.
Thank you, girlfriend.
It's like, okay.
So basically, we are at therapy.
Okay.
And he asked my therapist, and my therapist kind of like broke down in tears immediately, said yes. They started planning it, and then it was clear he was meant to ask me. So yeah, it's confusing but good.
So okay, so he never circled back.
No,
to-
and you know he's telling the therapist that he felt safer to ask him versus like me directly, but they kind of seem like they had a connection. You know what I mean? It's like they were just kind of engaged in it.
All right, school auditorium, keep it down. This is an assembly. Now, as you know, we have an exchange student here. We're going to bring her up right now. 5-1-2-6-9-quarter. Give her a round of applause, everybody. Round of applause. I was surprised. She came into the classroom. She said she hadn't been feeling connected to a lot of you. So she's going to read us a poem that she wrote about everybody on Earth, which is really sweet.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody. So please keep it quiet. 5-1-2-6-9-quarter, please.
Thank you. This poem is called Death.
Does that mean the same thing on Earth as it does on your planet?
I guess we'll see by the end of the poem.
At least she's writing a poem. Wouldn't that be nice? Someone could express their feelings.
Can you just stop? Can you stop? Can you stop right now? Can you just stop right now?
Wouldn't that be really nice?
We'll deal with this in therapy. We will deal with this in therapy.
I'm sure we will.
Dimes, nickels, pennies. What do they all have in common?
They're all round.
That's right. They're all round. 1, 4, 7. What do they have all in common?
They're all around. Right?
Superintendent, please.
No, they're they're straight. They're angular.
Nice.
Well, 7's kind of curved.
Hey, who did we send to your planet in the exchange?
It's who's ever missing from the school now. So,
I think it's
Brendan.
Brendan.
Brendan?
Hello. How are you? What name is you? 7, 6, 5, 8, 2.
I can't breathe on this planet.
Very cool. What name is you?
I can't breathe on this planet.
What name is you?
I like his fit.
Okay, class, settle down, settle down. We have a quiz. We've now all got to know this exchange student who is floating in the front of the room. And now we will go over quiz. Oh, what is that? Looks like time is up for class.
What? We just got here. We just started.
No,
two beagles
make
ago.
No sense, does.
Quiz. Why don't you go give student tour of campus?
He did.
He's
not live anymore.
It does not matter if he live or not
he
live.
He balloon now.
I was prepared to deliver my essay on what 4, 1, and 7 have in common.
That's the first scene. It's always good to leave it on a floating Brendan.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Brendan. Whatever. Okay. Whatever. Local pronunciations. Anyone have any thoughts on that? Anybody want to kind of decompress after that?
No, thank you.
Okay, great. That's good. Here we go.
What?
Here we go. All right. This is coming from Alchemy VIP Beaker. That's right. Through the Patreon. Hey, gang, scene suggestion, and this is the suggestion. That's Baloney Petey. He goes on to say, this made me think of how strategic punctuation locations can really change meaning. A comma in the middle would certainly change this suggestion. Whatever you want to add or not is up to use. Either works for me. He did say use. Those also rhyme, but don't look like they rhyme. Krang would call these homophones? I can't remember. Anyways, thanks for all your dues. Again, the suggestion is that's baloney Petey.
Baloney.
It's not so ham. It's not ham. How many times? I mean, am I still talking to this guy? He's working at a deli. He doesn't know what baloney is.
It's not ham. Okay. I think you have to. Okay, listen. I went to a very prestigious culinary arts school.
Here we go with this again.
Okay. I'm talking flavor profiles, if you comprehendo what I'm saying. Oh,
is that Spanish?
That's not even our language.
Yeah, what the hell is it? You just added an O. What is that there? Look, buddy, you're going to buy the bologna, you're going to get the ham. What are you going to get?
Oh, you want to get a little bit of this? Okay, you want a little bit of this?
You want some Brooklyn finest? Let's go.
You're my aunt and my uncle, okay? Well, my parents died in that fire. Yeah, we know
that. Every time we come up to us, you got to say that
we're my uncle. Uncle Polly, Aunt Paulina. I just want some love. You know, my brain, I'm onto new endeavors, new flavor profiles. Umami is what I'm in search of.
Umami is dead. We do mommy and daddy.
I'm mommy.
For the first year of this school, you must walk before you can fly. So you will only boil water for the first year.
What?
Until you learn to boil water properly, you would not advance to the next level.
Okay. Yes, chef.
Psst. Hey, are you starting on low? The temperature on low, or are you going to go all the way high?
I don't.
He can help out.
Are we going to be able to introduce ourselves in the class, or?
You, get out of here.
Oh, no. He jumped off the cliff.
There is no need for that. So we are down to two students. Please continue to whisper among yourselves in the compare notes.
No, chef.
It was not passive aggressive. I said, please continue to whisper among yourselves.
Okay. I think we're okay. Are you gonna add salt to the water to boil?
Of course. I have to.
Okay. We have a full year. Where are you from?
Are you here?
Jesus Christ. Chef.
Well, looks like we're down to one student.
Yes, chef.
But let me see how high you have the boil.
I'm telling you, I was the only student, Uncle. I was the only one who made it.
Let me get this straight. So there's some kind of chef school at the top of a mountain. Somebody jumped off, and then the other student shot herself in the ass and died. Is that what you're telling me right now? Yes. I don't buy it, all right?
We heard a lot of tall tales around here, but that's the tallest we ever heard. Now, do you want bologna or do you want ham?
This deli isn't doing well. You both know that. And I want to turn it around for you guys.
Yeah. All right, we'll get that for you in a second.
Grazie.
Denari.
You guys serve that parrot?
Yeah, of course we do.
A customer is a customer. Okay, you don't understand that. You'd understand that if you had to run a business. Grazie.
That parrot comes in with quarters and nickels every single day. Is it saying Nazi? What is that parrot saying?
Grazie, you say Grazie.
Did you send the parrot out to get the sandwiches?
Yeah.
Well, it's 12:30. I got a bunch of hungry guys here. Where's the parrot?
You had me send a freaking parrot out to get...
I'm hungry.
Wait.
Where's the food?
Damn, these boys won't shut up. Listen, you had me take... I said I could Uber it. I could DoorDash. I could pick it up. He said, nah, I want to see the parrot do it. It's going to take longer for a parrot to deliver 20 Italian subs. You understand that, right? He's going to do two at a time.
We spent a couple years teaching this parrot numerous words to order sandwiches. I mean, it's impressive.
I'm sorry, but the parrot's feetsies, they've snapped. I don't know what the weight load or what, but they've just popped right off the body.
The parrot's feetsies?
The feetsies snap?
Yes. That's the, yeah.
And you are veterinarian Sam Krotchke, who was recommended. You're a real veterinarian? Because that sounds fake as shit.
I'm real. I'm 100%.
I think Krotchke sounds fake as shit.
Okay, all right. That's not my real last name. You got me. Throw me in jail, shoot me in the head. Okay, that's not my real name.
Why would you use like a stage name for being a veterinarian?
It's just something. It's overall performance. Look. All right. So it wasn't my real name.
Doctor, I'm so sorry. The dog. It needs help. Oh. It's about to die. What do I do? Help
me. Oh, my God. Let's do something with the feetsies.
With the feces?
What the fuck?
No, it can't breathe. It's tracheal. It can't breathe. It has nothing to do with the feet.
Okay, well, let's check everything.
Hey, Aunt Paulina, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Of course. Sorry, I was doing an acting class. I'm doing an acting class, and I'm doing this like it's like a fancy role. Anyway, I'm back. How you doing, honey? What can I help you with? You want bologna or ham?
No. I want you to just try one bite of this. Just take one bite of this.
Oh, I don't know about that. If Paulie sees me, Paulie, sweetheart, you got to know. Paulie sees me. What is that? Croc madammy?
Just take one bite of it, please.
I can't.
What's he gonna do?
I can't tell you. I don't want you to think badly of your uncle, but
I already do.
No, he'll make me watch his TV shows. I can't handle it.
Look, I'll get rid of him. That's what you need. We know people.
You gonna whack your Uncle Paulie?
If he gets in the way of you just taking one bite of this food,
give me a bite.
Yeah, so I got all the stock in the bag. Shh. What the hell is that?
Uncle Paulie, how you doing?
What the hell was that, huh? What is this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Food? Some kind of French bullshit, huh? What is this? Toasted bread. It's just bechamel on top. Toasted on, okay. Ham. What the? Is this a croque madame?
So you've been knowing what bechamel is this whole time?
Yeah, I know what bechamel is.
Oh, so I think I'm doing something bad. You've been knowing what bechamel is.
Oh, are you kidding me? I've been swimming in the Hollandaise.
Oh, of course you've been swimming. Here we go. The truth comes out.
Excuse me. Are you still open?
Yeah, we're open. Yeah, what we're the open. Fuck do you want?
Yeah, what do you want? Ham or fucking bologna?
That's all well, we got.
I was wondering if there's anything off menu.
Oh, no. This that guy.
Keeps on coming in here looking for human body parts. Buddy, we don't
please,
got
please,
that.
Continue to whisper among yourselves.
Pauline, listen to me. Listen to me. My boy's right, all right? Look, all right. The business ain't doing so well. Maybe I should sell some of my body to him. Maybe some of my feet.
No, come on. Don't do that. You got great feet. Come on. You know how important your feet are. Come on.
But I'm not a young man anymore. I can't be running around like I used to do.
No,
I've heard
on.
It said that the mark of a good deli is, can they do a plain turkey sandwich on white?
Oh, he just wants turkey,
with
sweetheart.
Nothing
oh,
on
he
it.
Just wants turkey.
With the nothing
oh,
on
one.
It.
Save your
and
feet.
Make
save
it
feet.
The most incredible sandwich.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
Hey, James.
Hey there.
Just feeding the pigeons in the park, huh?
Grazie.
You know, I find that feeding the pigeons gives me a lot of time to think.
I wish I had time to think.
Well, wait a second. If you don't have time to think, I believe it or not, I make time to think in the middle of other activities.
What?
What is keeping you from being able to think?
I got my hand and my uncle down my back, down my throat. Where are they? It's not good.
On your back.
On my back and down my throat. I just,
are you asking me to take somebody out of there?
No. But I appreciate
it. I mean, it's
you.
Okay. I don't mind taking people out. It's just that sometimes I feel like you just come hang out with me at the park because you want to eventually ask me to put a hit on someone.
All right. It's true. But it's not my family.
Oh my God. What a cute dog you have, sir. Can I pet your dog?
Please don't.
Have a good day.
I'm sorry, sir. My wife wanted to pet your dog. I think you're going to allow her to pet your dog.
I don't think you understand. My dog has rabies. Now, if it bites your wife, then I'm going to have to put my dog down. It's a family member.
Well, then I'm also going to have to put my wife down because she'll have rabies. I understand
exactly.
The risk.
Exactly. So
we understand the risk, sir.
Your dog has long rabies, which is not as serious as rabies, which causes, you know, usually immediate death, but mm-hmm. It's kind of a longer lying, you know, endemic rabies.
That makes sense, but the drool and the foam of the mouth.
Going to be constant, though some days will be better than others.
Okay, good.
And how's our parrot? I mean, the parrot's not doing well without the feet. Hello, parrot? Yeah, that's kind of all that she says.
That's too bad. And did the parrot have a longer vocabulary before the foot injury?
Oh, yes. Quite annoyingly so. She could
feet.
Pontificate
can
on
fly.
Everything.
Really?
Pardon?
I said it doesn't need feet. It can fly. I mean, it's a parrot.
Well,
I'm kind of a pigeon expert, and pigeons are in the same family as parrots.
By the way, thank you for seeing us both at the same time.
Yes,
I
yes.
Know
it's been
so
a busy. It's
busy
been a busy day. Yes,
I really
yes.
do. I really do.
Chef, I came back up the mountain. Life isn't going the way I thought it was going to go once I left here. People don't want a deconstructed BLT. They just want a BLT. They don't want to know where their tuna comes from. They just want a tuna fish. I don't know what to do with all the knowledge and information you gave me.
The pot of water you left on the burner 3 years ago is at a rolling boil and is salted just right. You're ready for the next step.
No!
What? Oh, no! Oh, God, no!
And that's scene two! He meets the same fate as Brayden?
Brendan.
I'll tell you what, boiling water is tough. I don't know if anyone else feels the same way.
All right, our third and final scene comes from an email from Biffster. I'm sure that's his legal name. Suggestion. When home gyms finally run their course, what will be the new craze to occupy those useless spaces? You are all awesome. When is the next time anyone will be performing in Austin? I don't know. You? When are you going to perform next?
I'm in Austin very soon. You don't know me. You weren't referencing me because you've never I've been cut out of every episode. But in case you like what I'm doing, I'll be
are
in
you
Austin.
Doing Moon Tower?
No, Vulcan Gas Company, February 11th and 12th. Oh. I'm doing my solo show. Two nights. Come out.
Oh,
come
yes.
out. Come out. All right. Come out.
Yes.
How do you like that? A little mid-show promo? Not bad.
That's,
not
no,
bad.
That's not bad. That's not bad. They asked, so you got to. You
kind of got to.
You got to do it.
That's just me on a different email chain. Biffy poo.
So this whole area here is just like, would be perfect if you want to put a home gym or okay. I mean, something like that. But I know I can actually bring
honestly,
those equipment in.
Does it
I can
look
bring
like we need a home gym? I feel honey, like we look.
Honey,
I mean, the guy's insulting just, me. Look at me.
No, he's just making a suggestion. It's, I don't think he's.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to say
let
you
me
have
lift
an
my
entire.
Shirt up. Check this out.
Sir, you have an entire metal exoskeleton. I understand that.
No, let me lift up this metal. Let me show you what's you underneath
know,
it.
I think we know. He knows.
All right. But then you would know that we don't need a home gym.
No, I understand that, sir. I guess some of us weren't lucky enough to do the intergalactic school exchange program. So
yeah,
we just
he
had
got
to use our bodies
transformed
here,
into like 90% machine and the 10% left is man. And he has a lot of anger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the 10% man I have is all the man she needs, buddy. So don't get any
he
ideas.
He means that it's just his penis as the 10% man left. Okay.
So that fleshy mass at the bottom, is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's his
penis. It's the butt and the penis. It's the whole lower extremity.
It's the butt and the penis, yeah.
Girlfriend. So tell me, like, what's his, like, just be honest, like, what's his,
oh
like,
God.
Thing, like, is it, like, big, or, like, what's the
girlfriend,
vibe?
You will never understand, like, you will never get it. So it's the same, the size okay. of his penis actually okay. hasn't changed, okay. but it's the rest of his body that has changed into, like, metal. So he's, like, a metal, think of, like, a mannequin, but made of metal,
okay,
but then
okay,
if
yeah.
you, if you, but if you keep the ass and penis part and keep in mind the balls are still metal.
Okay, the balls
so,
are metal.
Yeah, so the flesh, if you think about it, it's like wearing a suit of armor.
Yeah.
So the flesh, it's like squeezed out.
Girlfriend.
So.
That's so interesting.
It's interesting. Definitely interesting is a word.
Hey, listen, Jake, you've been doing a good job going around to these houses, giving them ideas of what could be in those spaces.
Thanks.
Now, I just got a little tip-a-rooney. I'm going to let you in on a little something, okay?
I don't want to do cocaine at work again.
No. It's not that. This is on the level. Home gyms, they go in bye-bye.
Oh, okay.
So now I leave it up to you. You're a creative young man. Think of all the things that could fill those spaces, things that our customers want, things that are customers
want. Oh, hey, sorry, guys. I just saw you in the bathroom. I thought you were doing some bumps.
Do you need?
Yeah.
I don't want to be around this.
No, you're not doing this. Jesus.
Holy shit.
You got to get that fucking septum surgery.
I
think I did most of your fucking bag.
It's all good. It's okay. Where this comes from.
All right, sick. Thank you. Love you, man.
So I want you to be creative. So listen, you have an appointment today at 512-69 Quarter Street, okay?
It's a quarter street? It's not even a full street?
That's not even a full street. That's a new
on,
development.
Come on, you got to give me full street.
Well,
man.
Prove yourself. So go there. Make
excuse
a good
me,
impression.
I'm here to unclog the toilet.
Oh, sure. Excuse us.
Is you guys doing some blow?
No, I'm not.
He doesn't.
All right. Okay. When in Rome.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Parole officer here. Oh, my God.
Oh, Mikey, Jesus, I wasn't doing.
And we had one. You had one thing.
I wasn't doing it. I swear to God,
he didn't do anything.
How many times?
I swear to God.
Oh, really? Because that girl is. She's. I've never seen someone more on blow than her.
Well, she yacked out of her head. Okay, but I'm not.
No, that's so Pearl. Disappointing. Back Pearl, to
you
Pearl
have to trust
for
me.
You. It's back to Pearl for you.
Come on.
It's
come
back. On, please.
I can't go inside that giant crystal pearl. There's no sound. It's deafening.
It's back to big pearl ball for you. Yeah.
Please. So we were supposed to see our listing, okay? Now, look, we'll go back to the school after this, okay, Harper? It's not that big a deal. You'll be able to see those kids in a second, all right? Jesus
I don't
Christ.
Know.
Hi, guys. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Sorry, that guy's so ugly. He scared
Jesus
me.
Jesus Christ, you're
oh
ugly.
Oh, my God, Mom. I'm so scared.
It's fine. Oh, my God. I don't want to judge a book by its cover, but that cover has been shitted on.
Look,
that cover has been shitted on.
I'll be honest. I usually send out a younger, more attractive guy, but he got sent back to the Big Pearl.
Honey, this is what cocaine does to you. This is what cocaine does to you right there.
I want to go back to school, Mom.
Just if I can just do a quick, it's a great property. I think you'll want to see it.
Quickly.
Okay. So come on in. You can see this is a nice foyer here, huh? You can do, okay. This is kind of hurting my feelings, but so this is the kitchen here, open layout. You can see open concept.
Oh, don't look at us.
Okay, come over here. This is the primary bedroom. This could be your bedroom right here. This is the ensuite. And then there's this space. What do you think?
It's like a giant room with mirrors on the wall. Open
room.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so what does that remind you of? What could this possibly be?
A stripper pole in here?
Yeah, stripper pole.
That's so funny you say that because, yes, that's what this room is.
Oh, my God.
Ding, 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 y'all. Another house sold. Oh, my gosh. What is that? 16 houses today? I'm on a roll.
Yeah. You had a good day.
Yes.
I showed it. I showed the house.
Yeah, but he brought the stripper in, so that's what really put it over
that was
the top.
That was a lucky accident. That was his actual personal
stripper.
You think
that's a lucky accident? That's the 16th? I mean, that's a happy accident that just keeps happening.
I mean, I sold 16 houses today.
Yeah, well, one of them was on Quarter Street. So talk to me when you got a full street sale.
Why don't you talk to me when you have one street sale?
Like, I just want the set of steak knives.
Nobody gets coffee until we sell, all right?
I mean, I just need the coffee because I didn't get enough sleep.
You know what
night.
Else you need, Daddy? Yes.
How long have you been in the Pearl?
I've been in the Pearl for 6 weeks.
6 weeks. I've been in here for 60 years.
60 years?
Yeah.
My God, you look great.
Thank you. Well, no age or time happens in Pearl. And no sound, we're communicating in our brains.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So I'm ageless. So I get to see all my friends and family. Oh my God, I get to see the business well.
I'm so sorry. I don't think you understand how this works. Age or time does not pass for us. I'm so sorry you got so excited. But it's passing at a normal speed outside. So by the time
we accelerate, we're going to get old.
No, I'm sorry. You still are not understanding this really at all. Have you seen any sort of sci-fi films or?
Yeah, yes, of course.
Okay, so just think of one like Interstellar, for example. Matthew McConaughey's going out and he's kind of aging. Now I'm
all
not
right,
sure if
all
I'm
right,
getting.
All right.
You know what? That's it. That's exactly right. That's it. Anyway, I regret talking to you. I'm going to be honest.
Please don't go. I don't have anyone.
I'll be here. I'll stay with you because I've opened this connection. I can't sever it, but I've been alone in silence for 6 years. And I thought, you know, maybe I want to communicate with a human being. And you've really proved that that's not what I wanted. This doesn't make me feel better.
Welcome out. Everyone you know and love is dead or dying.
Oh, my God. The world is so different. Everything is a little different.
It's a little darker, right?
Yeah. Was it nighttime?
The lights. No. About 20 years ago, there was an energy crisis and we can't get the wattage back up to the full, what it used to be. So everything's a little dimmer here.
Oh,
you remember her? You remember your little cousin? Look at her.
Oh, no. Hold on. Let me get your cousin. I was the stripper.
That's the stripper?
I don't want to make that. We're not related, but I can get your cousin.
Hey, excuse me. Wait, excuse me. I'm sorry. I saw you all in here. I was wondering if you were doing some cocaine.
No. And that's our show.
Back to the Pearl.
Thank you so much to everybody. That was intense. That last one was intense.
It's scary.
I never want to go to the Pearl. I don't know
how
anyone else feels.
The Pearl.
Sounds like hell. I want to thank everyone who wrote in and continues to write in. We're going to get to your suggestions soon, I promise. But most importantly, I want to give a big shout out to everybody who was on here today. Craig Kukowski, thank you so much. What's going on?
Well, maybe this will help James's question, but the strawberry is not, from a botanical point of view, a berry. Technically, is an aggregate accessory fruit, meaning that the fleshy part is derived not from the plant's ovaries, but from the receptacle that holds the ovaries.
Nice.
Each apparent seed on the outside of the fruit is actually one of the ovaries of the flower with a seed inside it.
Wow.
Holy that does shit. Help. Thank
Nothing
you.
Nothing on the green cord, though.
You got to look into that. There's definitely an Alex Jones episode about that that James has been listening to. Chris Alvarado, how are you?
Oh, my God. So much fun. Alyssa, we had never met before. We've never played together before. It was so fun to have you. When it's your turn, I guess, I want to hear more about this one-person show you're doing. I'm excited to hear that. If you want to see not much content, head on over to my Instagram, which is at Chris Alvarado. Couple stories here and there, and that's that. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. James Hinai.
Oh, gosh. What a fun day today. Sorry, I'm a little distracted, but there's some noises happening in a house that no one's supposed to be at. And it's a little strange. I don't know where they're coming from.
What kind of noise? Scary.
I know. That? And then I even looked around. There's like big smashing sounds and nothing here.
Haunted.
If you want to check out some content, go to gamefront.com or on YouTube at gamefront/YouTube or whatever, you know. Just look up Gamefront. I'm sure you'll find it.
That's one way to sell a business, baby. Caroline Katia.
I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? I'm just...
Talk about GTA. You're on GTA now.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing some Grand Theft Auto 5. Kind of first time for me ever playing a Grand Theft Auto video game. Kind of enjoying it, kind of getting used to how to shoot, how to drive. So if anybody has any tips on that, you can reach out to me at Cotterpoop on my Instagram, and please only DM me about Grand Theft Auto 5.
You will be blocked if anything else comes through. Alyssa Limberes, thank you so much for joining us. We had a fucking blast.
Thanks for having me. This was so fun. This was so, so joyful and fun. Thank you for having me. This was really fun.
And tell us a little bit about the show you got going on in Austin.
Yeah, so I'm on the road these days touring my solo show. It's called No Bad Days. It's about losing my dad. And it's sort of, it's stand-up, but it's, dark, funny. We'll have fun. And I'm going all over, so I'm probably coming to your city. So check out my Instagram, at Alyssa Limp. And if you go to my link in my bio, it's my link tree. And so you'll see all the places that I'm going.
Link Fantastic. Tree. One more time. Can you tell us the dates that you're performing in Austin?
Yes. In Austin, I will be there February 11th and 12th. I'm doing 4 shows. So 2 a night at Vulcan Gas Company in Austin, Texas. So come on out.
Sick. Check it out. I want to give a shout out to our engineer and sound guy who does everything with the noises that makes it sound good, Mr. Doug Bame. And also shout out to our king and our god, Kevin Pollack. Thank you so much for
Kevin Pollack.
And until next time,
Alchemy.
Come on, Alyssa.